little bit before the middle of the Amid. Metaltali ve'isnu ve'inayu ve'loy shvue. Now what does this mean? Metaltali Rashi says, Metaltal v'isnu beinayu, ha-miyached metaltalin liksubas ishtayim. There's miyached metaltalim that she should be goive from these metaltalim haksube. Umeis vehein ben, and they're still ben. Vehi nifras mehen, and now she wants to be goive from these metaltalim. No, it lost on below Shavuot. So even though we had mentioned before that Isha that's Nifras, mi nichse yesaimim, she has to swear that loy Nifra. But these metaltum that he was miyachad letzer ksubos, so she can take them without swearing. The time my omar rabbonon mi nichse yesaimim le sifra ella b'Shavuot. The reason that the Chachamim said that she cannot be goive unless she swears, the Chayshin and Dilma Tzrori Atfeso, we are afraid maybe he wanted to make sure that she would get paid the Ksubis, so he was Matvis Etzlo Metaltalim that she should hold, and when he dies she'll be goive from these Metaltalim. So that is why she has to swear. These metaltum, these are the tzrori, and they, that what he put away, and it's by him, and this was, he was meirish this to the yisayimim, but I don't have to declare that there was other tzrori, these are the metaltum he put away for her. So memela, I don't have to declare that she ever got paid up. So therefore, she's goyve this without a shvue. That's metaltali ve'isnu beinayu. Lesnu beinayu. What happens if he was miyachin metaltalim? And then he lost those metaltalim. Is pumpadisa omri beloy shvue? The Pupadisa says she doesn't have to swear. B'nei Mosa Mechashia Omri Bishvua. V'hilchese B'loi Shvua. Let us see Rashi. Lesnu Be'inayu Kigoyin Sha'ovdo. They got lost. B'loi Shvua. The Kivin Da Ovid Hani. He was Miyachid Metaltlin for her. And they got lost. Is le'atfes o'achine. So I don't have to assume he'd be matfes other metaltalim. So therefore, v'chol nechos of achroim l'ksuboso, v'nifras min akakois. And I don't have to declare that she got paid with a different atfosis metaltalim. So and that's how we paskin, that she doesn't need a shvuah. Sagt die Gemara weiter, Yichad lo aro ba'arbo matzro noho. He was miyachad a karke, he made it an apoiteki, that she should be goive from this karke, and he specified the boundaries of this karke. This karke is the piroin of Haksube. And then later, he died. So, b'loy shvue, so she doesn't have to swear. This is an apoiteki. The peroin has to come from this karke. The karke is still by the yisayim. She never was going with the karke. So there's no reason for her to swear. Bechad mitzra, what if he had written that this karke is miyuchid for her peroin ksubeh? But he only wrote one boundary, he did not write all four boundaries. So Bemison, looking at what he was miyacheta, it's very unclear how much kalke is hers. He didn't say all four boundaries. is pumbadisa omri beloy shvua, b'nei mosa machashi omri bishvua, behilchus beloy shvua. Let us see Rashi. B'yarbo mitzrono, shichad lo karka, v'kosav lo b'arbo ha-metzorim shelo b'chayov. He was still alive. He was miyachat ha-des karka. La'asoyso apoyteki liksuboso. That he's making this karka and apoyteki for gvias ksuboso. U'meis nifras heimeno b'loishvu. Devad ha-isu lo matvis lo tzorri achin. As if he wouldn't be matvis, he wouldn't give her other nechosim. He was miyachid this for her ksube. Bishvue, but what if he's only had written in the yichud hakarka just one boundary? The kibin the loikosav lo abo ha-metzorim, ein zu smicha lismecha leo, so there's nothing to rely on. What is she going to get? A strip. It's very unclear. Verei hi kimisha lo yichud. So it's equivalent like there was no yichud. She doesn't know how much to take. Let us see Taisvis. Nire keperish Rabbeinu Chananel. The goris bereishe yichid lo aro barbo mitzrano. V'achakach goris metaltli v'isnu b'inayu. V'hashti osi shaped lo hiske yichud gabi metaltli. He was not maske yichud gabi metaltli, mishum tekva hiske yichud gabi yara. He mentioned already, he was miyachad akalke. Now he says metaltli means he was miyachad metaltli. V'alo koi. Avol isvom de garsi metaltli visnu beinai bereshe teimed leikoma yichud lo metaltli kivin leidiba klum be yichud. He never spoke about yichud till now, so he should have mentioned by the metaltlim yichud lo metaltlim. Sagt die Gemara weiter, Oma le'edem, kisvu machsumu, he told Edem that they should write a shtar and chasma a shtar, v'hovu le'i, and give him the shtar, and konuminei, and they made a kinyan chalipin also on this kalke, le'itzoech imluche be'i, so they don't have to ask him again after they make the shtar. You sure you still want to give him the shtar? It's not necessary to be shoyul again from the moicher, because we say stam kinyin leksiva oimed. That means if a person, see in Taisvis, if a person was so much nice and bayin yofer that he wanted the kinyin should be chal right away. So Yizicha wants that Yana should have a shtar. Loikonaminei, but what if they didn't make a kinyan chalipin? Is pumpadisa omri loy tzorchim luchei bei? B'nei mosa machashi omri tzorchim luchei bei? You have to ask him over before you give over the shtar. V'hilchese tzorich im luchei bei. Let us see Rashi. Oma la'idim, Kisvu v'chismu kegoin matnas karke. Leitzorich emluchei bei, im edayin oimet bediburei sheyichtevu loy. Is he still consistent what he said before? The given the economy menos, since they made a kinyan chalipim, is tam kinyan leksiva oimet, so that's a proof that Zicha wants to write a shtar and give over the shtar. Let us see Taisvis. Ksuvu, vachsumu, vahovulei, konaminei, leitzoich lemeluchebe. So Taisvis says, vohu adin, afilu loyoma ksuvu vachsumu. Afilu, he didn't say anything about a shtar. Kiven de konaminei, since lemaise, they made a kinyan chalipin, loitzoich lemluche bei. So there's no need to be shoyul if he's interested in giving it over. Why? The stam kinyan leksiva oimet ken marinim becheska sabatim. They made a kinyan chalipin, it's zicha oimet to make a shtar. Now Taisus explains this. Even though he said ksuva, so the reishiv was konaminei, so you don't have to ask him. That's poshut. Now he chapton ksuva v'chsumu mishum seifer. That even though he said the pemole ksuva v'chsume tzorchem luchebe. The time, what is the chilik between konamimen or loy konamen? Even the bain yofen noisen. Shemakna loy miyat. He wants that he should be kainit right away. Veini roitze lahamtem at sheyelech v'yiske besode. He doesn't want it, even he should wait till he makes a kinyan chazoke. No, right away he makes a kinyan chalip, and it should be his right away. Yesh lan oloyme de yippe koichen amul in yeksive. That the Yizichel wants he should have a star also. If he's so interested to be mative to him, that he doesn't want that he should have to wait till he'll be kind of the kalke. And he made a kinyan chalipin right away. So memele, he was zichem miyapa koiche, he should have a star raya also. The stam kinyan shebeshas haine kinyan chalipin. So memele, if it was konimi menu, I can assume that you write a star and you give over the star. There's no need to question the Meichel. Is he sure he wants to give a shtar? Mi olamandi amachayis lavto seifel. But if you hold achayis lavto seifel, that means if achayis are not written in the shtar, I do not attribute this because the seifel forgot to write it, but I say if there's no achayis, there's no achayis. Tzorich lamluchi bei lichtev bei achayis. Then you have to ask him, Takere made a kinyan chalipin, he wanted it to be his right away, and Yizichel wants he should have a shtarayim, but when it comes to achayis, that if he's mekabel achayis, the kaka will be taken away from him, that he's going to pay him how much the shavis of the kalka is, that you have to ask. That cannot be automatically assumed. You have to ask him if he wants to be mishabed himself for achayis. But if this is an automatic condition, whenever you have a shtar, I say, even though achayis was not written in the shtar, it was zicher intended to be written, and every shtar I say automatically there's a chiyuv achayis, ain't so chlimol, and you don't have to ask him. Umiyu. So now Taisva says, afilu we say, ain't so chlimolich boy, you can go and write the shtar, give over the shtar. Imroitze, but if the moichel decides he doesn't want to give over the shtar, yochel achzer lemaise, he could be chayzer. That means even though he had intentions, I assume he had intentions to give a shtar also, but he could be chayzer. K'demrin ba moichel asvine zchu besod ezul aploini vekisvu lo yas hashtar. So zchu besod ezul aploini haye zeichen asod poshut with kinyi chalipim. He could have charot. Operish ribe Rav Mordechai. B'shem rivo, the davke b'shtar mecher choyzer. If he sold a field, he could be choyzer on the shtar mecher. Sheine roitzi shiolov shibud b'shtar. He does not want that there should be a shibud b'shtar. The shtar mecher torif memeshabdi. So memele, he does not want to be mishabed is karkoi. So could be that's why he's choyzer. Till he was choyzer, I would assume Zichi wants to be mative to the lekeach. But if he's choyzer, he's choyzer. And there's no chiyuv on him to be mishabed is karkoi. Avo b'matone, but the Ribbe Rav Mordechai said, if someone said, Zchu b'matone, Now he wants to be chayzer on the shtar, she'ein ha-shtar, ela l'raya. So the whole shtar is only proof that it's his karka. Af b'shtar ein yochel l'achzer. So then he can't be chayzer from the shtar. Dov dinen takante l'ramo. So what's pshat in this? He was mezakim the field, and now he's chayzer. He doesn't want that they should write a shtar. The muchacha milse shereitze lachze mimaton. I mean, why does he want to do this? He's spelling it out black and white. The only reason he doesn't want yenshe veshtar, what is he gaining from this? That he'll be able to say, never gave him a matone. So that he can't be chayzer. If I see why he doesn't want to give a shtar, so mimele he can't be chayzer. Rabbein etam efor ishtaf matone chayzer bishtar. That by a matan, he can also be chayzer b'shtar. Mishim delay nichelay delivshi shtori elave. He doesn't want that there should be a lot of shtoris floating around. She yizbru ha'ilom. Number one, if there'll be a shtar written on this field, shehu shtar mechel. She yeshibut. People won't know exactly there's a shtar, but people know there's a shtar on a field. To be gave over, they won't, so they'll assume it's a shtar mecha, they will know the particulars. And in other words, if it's a shtar mecha, so there's a shibud on his nechosim. So people won't lend the money, that means there's already a lien on his karkois. He just owed the karkois, the rest of his karkois, hamishubid, to the lekeach. So I don't have too much to rely on if he won't pay me up my chayv, so they won't lend him. V'zayli nami nichsei, and his kakois also become cheaper, k'sheyotza keil, shemochel kakois einosam. If a keil will go out that he sold his kake, we gave away his kake, so his kakois are worthless, because if he has less karke, so people lend him money, there's not too much karke to be gave from, so people won't give him so much money. That means if this person has a multitude of karkois, so fellow who lend money, There's no problem. He'll borrow money. That means if he'll borrow money from someone, there's a lot of karkois to be gave from. So therefore, one will buy a karka from him. He nichel makim ligvois. That means there's karkois left over. But if he gives away a karke, or he sells a karke, so the remaining karkois are not worth so much, because if someone purchases it, he can't say, and the balchay will be gave it from him, he won't be able to say, nachti loch mokim ligvois, because he doesn't have too many karkois left. So therefore, the price of the karkois that are left over, it becomes worth less. So he doesn't like that people should know that he gave him a ton, he sold the karke. He's losing, not because he wants to make ramois, because shtar is a keil, and when people know that he's selling his karkois or giving away his karkois, so you don't want to lend them anymore, and his nechosim become cheaper. So there's such a svore. So this the Rabbeinu Tam said, absanu svore, that a shtar, people know that the shtores that are, that people, oh, there's a shtar on my karke, so I can lose out from this. So therefore I could be chayzer. Ba'ava gav this nan b'per get poshet, mi shenimchak shtar chayvoy, a person that the shtar chayv became erased, Shebo lebezen voisen lo ishtar acher. So he comes to Bezen to make another shtar. Now, this could be detrimental to the loive. Lecheshini shem yizbaru shezer shibut chodosh. If we're afraid of such things that people, we said a svar, even though it's a matana, people think it's a mecha, and this kako is a meshubit, that means all of a sudden we mentioned that ribui shtaris is not a healthy situation. So for the loive, it's also not a healthy situation. That now, right, Bezen put out a shtar that he owes him money. People think, oh, it's a nuchayv. He borrowed again money. Shema yizbru shezeu shibut chodesh ma shekais mulayato. So he says, mishim ha'achshash and lono lahavsula zez chusa shekva hoyo leishtar. He says, that's true, but you can't take away the rights of the malve. The malve had written a shtar. Now the shtar became oiskemekt, became erased, so he can't use the shtar, so he has a schus to write another shtar. This might be a little detrimental to the loive. People might think this is a nuchayv, but this is from the rights that the malve has. He had a shtar, so he's allowed to write over that shtar, even though the loive might lose out from it. But over here, we're just saying that the Meicher, or Neisen Matone, wants to be Chayzer from the Shtar. So Lamaise, this is a reason why he should want to be Chayzer. The Shtar could be misunderstood by a lot of people, and he might lose out from this. So therefore, there's a loch of Chayzer b'Shtar. We hear in the Mishnah, if there's the machloikis the Tanakam and Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, if a person wrote a Taisvis in the Ksube, Bishas Eirisen, if he died or was Megarashov, she gets the Taisvis. The Tanakam holds, whenever he died, it was Menerisin, so she gets the Taisvus also. The Taisvus was written in the Ksube. So she gets the Taisvus. Rabbi Loza ben Azariah says, Mina nesui goyven asakel, Menerisin, psula goyven mosayim, amone mone, shleikosav lo ela o menas lekain. So that means, even though it doesn't say, and doesn't mention this in the Shtar Ksube, we can assume that normally a person writes a Taisvis because of the Chibas B of the Nisuin. People don't throw money away. They're giving it for a reason. Some emele, so even though this was not written and specified, but I can assume that the Chiv, that he's Mechayiv himself to give her a Taisvis, that was because of the Chibas B. So therefore, the Taisvis, the Chiyuv Tashlumei Taisvus is only Chal with the Nisuin, even though this is written in the Ksube that was written by Shas Eiris. That's what Rabbi Loza ben Azariah holds, and the Tanakama holds. If it was written in a Shtar that was Ksube that was written by Shas Eiris, so the Chiyuv Taisvus is from Eiris. Itma Rav Rav Nosson. We have a machlokes Rav Rav Nosson. Chad Omar halachik Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. V'chad Omar ein halachik Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. Shail do we pass on at Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. This time the Rav Nosson udom halachik Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. The shamine leila Rav Nosson the ozel basar umdene. We see from someplace else that Rabbi Nosson is ozel basar umdene. He cheshbens with an umdene, so memele, and Rabbi Loza ben Azariah also works with an umdene. So mistama, Rabbi Nosson is the one that paskin like Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. What a sirashi. Basar umdene oimed hadas. He goes basar oimed hadas. Ahashore. Bedover she'enei mefurish, something that doesn't say mefurish. There was a taisvis, doesn't say that it shouldn't, he's not mechayev himself. Oim dem Bezen, but Bezen is Meshaya, v'oimrim, stam inish, lohochi ichaben. Stam person, when he makes a taisus, mistome is mechaven, leikaisim lo mamayne chino. He don't give money stam as I away. Elo lechibes bie. So this is an umdene. Now, this umdene really, Bezdin does not know this person personally. We don't know him from Adam. But Bezdin is Mishaya that normally a person, if he writes a Taisvis Mistami, he's writing it for this person. So I can assume that he also wrote it for this person, and therefore, even though it says on the Ksubi, he's Mechayv himself a Taisvis, but I can assume that his Chayvis is a delayed Chayvis, that it means that he's Mechayv himself a Taisvis when they'll be in the same, because normally people write a Taisvis for the Chibis B of Nisuin. The Bichas Avrom says, and it could be that's Nichla on the Loshen of Rashi, that it's not a big biru, I mean it's not 100% anan, sadi, but it's a mistaver, it's a svorah de kizach, mistaver is a person does like that, and we make halachas with the mistaver, that's tamazay, we say that even though there's a ksuvah that was written without any conditions, we say, Mistava, he meant this, he's not Mechuyiv to pay if Teres. And we hear, Amachloikis, Amoiroim, if we paskin, like Loza ben Azayas, so some of the Gemara says, that, Rav Nosson, we see in another place, he paskins, like Rav Shimon Shizuri, who goes Bosalum, didn't it? So Mustama Rav Nosson was the one that said here that Allah is Kabbalah ben Azai. Now what's the case of Rav Shimon Shizuri? The Mesukin, the Meseches Gittin, it says HaMeforish Vayoytzi B'Shayore, V'Aimer Kisvu Get Lishti. His Meforish is going to Tamidbo Vayoytzi B'Shayore, Va'aymer kisvu get lishti. And he says, you should write a get for my wife. Afa pi shalo yoma tenu, haray elu yichtavu v'yitnu. Now this is a stam mishnah. The machmas tirdosai shuhu bol al nafshoi. Some of the stam drochim b'scheska sakone, yaitzi b'midbor, utashayore. Shuhu bol al nafshei lehispik ligmer dvorov. Umekore lekisvu utnu niskaven. Now it would seem from Rashi that means this is a shtikol reyese. If he wanted they should give over the get also, why didn't he say that they should kisvu utnu? So, there's no reyese. He's bol, he's torud, he's... His mind isn't working, so Memele, so I can assume that that Pshat Kisvu Utnu is going in a mokim. Sakone wants to make sure that she should be giget. Rav Shimon Shizuri Oimer Af HaMesukin. Rav Shimon Shizuri was Moisef Af HaMesukin. Now Rashi says HaMesukin is a goises, which is very difficult to understand. Rashbam says in Baba Basra that a goises can't talk. That's what Rashbam says in Baba Basra, that a goises can't talk. So Memele, how did he say kiss when he yochel edaber? I don't know if Zarashi means exactly a goises. We'll see. V'hainu boser umden daite. Domrinen le'oma kissvu el sheyitnu Hoyu l'mesukinu l'niskaven l'tzachek bo. It's a very modern zach. From the Rehita's Loshen of Rashi, it would seem that that this is worse than a Yoytze B'Sheyode, his bowl. Machmas Tildosa Yishu Bolan Alehispik Ligmer Dvorov. That means there's no kasha. Why didn't he fear us? If he wants to give a get, he can't. He's too far to mold. It would seem, in this case of Mesukin, this reason doesn't apply for some reason. The shaila is why? If he's a goises, if he's a goises, in his real bohul, the Ritva asks on Rashi. The Ritva learns that, not speaking about a geisus, we're speaking about those cholosh loisha yomim. He started getting sick, but he's not a geisus. So, the shaila is, it's very interesting, this Rashi. The shaila is like this. From Rashi, it seems that, he's not bohu. So the kasha, why didn't he say tenu? So there's two terutzim on this kasha. Why didn't he say tenu? One terutz is, he doesn't want to give it. So then he goof a kasha. If he doesn't want to give the get, so why is it kisvu? So it could be normally there's no such kasha. A person who's healthy, I'll write a get. I'll have it la'is metzoyich. I'll never need the get. So there's no kasha why to write a get. This person is a mesukin. I mean, it's not he should have it. I mean, how long does he think he's going to live? Saivasai. So sometimes they have a get. If he'll ever think he wants to give a get, he should have a get ready. That's not mistavi. He doesn't have too much time. Either you want to give a get, you don't want to give a get. What are you waiting for? The Malachamovus is around the corner, so what are you waiting for? So it could be that he wants to hop around a few mitzvahs before he leaves this world. He wants to be mitzvah a little bit. Let us see the get dangling in front of her, and that could be. Or it could be that if he didn't say tenu, but he really wants to give her the get. So this is a hashore. I don't say before the misa, a person doesn't want to do such things. He has enough schusim already from all the fights they had during the whole life. He's missing just one more schus. So leiniskaven letzachik bo. But this is a Pesach HaShore. Mistame, he also meant no. But it seems he should have really said, but that's a kasha, but I say Mistave, Izicha meant to give her. Oh, but so Mamel, that's one member of Rav Shimon Shezuri. It's another member of Rav Shimon Shezuri, which l'chayr has nothing to do with our sugya. Ubetrumis maise shel dmai. So Rashi says, Mishni b'mesech is dmai. Trumis maise shel dmai. That means, by dmai, the din is your mafresh maise. Misofik, stama maratzim is ma'asrim d'may. Reva ma'asrim ma'asrim d'may, but chazal wa machma. So you have to be mafresh to take off the iser v'chayish l'miyut, so in order to take off the iser tevel, your mafresh ma'iser. Gabi the mitzvah of nesines ma'iser to Levi, we say ma'itzmech aveir olavaraya. So by d'may, is mafresh maiser rishin, and he keeps it for himself. But he has to be mafresh trumes maiser. The trumes maiser is also bachila. Now it says in Mesechtes Mai, trumes maiser shel dmai shechos rolim kaimo. That means this Trumas Maisa got mixed up with Chulin. And now it answered the Chulin als Medume. That means that if Trume falls into Chulin, there's no Shir Bittul. So so the whole Taruvus is also. His Rab Shimon Shizuri Oimer Af Bechoyl. I shall explain later what this means, Af Bechoyl. So what does he do? Now he's in hot water. So he goes over to the Moicha, the Samoritz, and he asks him, tell me, were you Mafresh Maisa? And if he says, yes, a Shaila by you. So then he's permitted, so then the Tumas, so the Maisa was garnished, so the Tumas Maisa is also garnished, so then he's allowed to eat the chulin. Imam ifrashed him as choice of koroi, actually mechaltim loch. So mechalov. So he's allowed to rely on the amoritz, on the moicha. The hoyel umida rabbonon. The whole thing is only a shash the rabbonon. Mina teire, we assume reiva maratze masremeim, em nu rabbonon bemokem pseide, kihoche. So this is a mokim pseide, that means the whole takon of the mai is he doesn't lose too much. He's mafresh meiser, and he keeps it for himself. Tumas meiser, no, my mail is not a lot, either tumas meiser, but al koponim, so that's a minute amount, but al koponim he's not losing too much. Now that this happened, that the tumas meiser became a urev in the chulin, so now everything became also, this is a pseide. So b'mokim say the kihoche shein leitakon elachzer lafrish. There's no eitz over here. Ela lemoicha lekahanim b'dmei truma. There's an eitz. He could go and be and sell it very cheaply for kahanim. For hefsid huloi. So this is a hefsid. So b'mokim hefsid. There was seimech on the amoritz and the namonis of the amoritz. That's what Rab Shimon Shizuri said. Now, hay the nokat af bechoil. It says, even bechoil shoyeloi la'am ha'oretz. Mishum diktoni hosa milsa achite. Because it says in that Mishnah another halacha, which is only negeya Shabbos. V'yesh bechilik de b'Shabbos shoyeloi ba'oichloi alpiv, midnei oinek Shabbos. There's another halacha there. What happens if a person has demai, and it's Shabbos already, and he wasn't mafresh maisa? Now the shaila is he permitted to eat this tvuah? So, Einik Shabbos, Rashi says, so you go over again to this Amoritz, and you ask him, are you mafresh maisa? And if he says yes, so you can rely on him, Ibnei Einik Shabbos. I said, this is another sibbe. Also, Einik Shabbos, they were makel, according to Amshim ben Zuri, that you can rely on the nemonis of the Amoritz. Meitzoi Shabbos, so there's no more Einik Shabbos, then you then can rely on the Nemonis of the Amoritz. So there, so the Nemonis of this Halacha was only said in Shabbos. So we believe him in Shabbos. We don't believe him already Meitzoi Shabbos, because we don't have the Maila of Einik Shabbos. Masha'in came. The first case, Af Bechel, even though it's Chel, there's no Einik Shabbos, but here it's B'mokim Pseide. So B'mokim Pseide, we can rely on the Nemonis of the Amoritz. Let us see Taisvis on this halacha. Betumis Maisa, Reishe de Masnisen Hochi B'Meseches Demai, Alekeyach Peres Demai, Mimi She'enoi Nemon, B'Shabbos shoyeloi v'oichel al piv. Choshcha meitzoi Shabbos lo yoichel ad she'yaseh. Perish, he's not permitted to eat. Af al ma sheheyid bayayim la yoichol balayla. So the Tais has learned a different pshat. The Leishori leirabon and Ella b'Shabbes sheina yochel esakin. That was the time of they were only meiko if he doesn't have an eitzim. So he can rely on the nemonis of the amoretz. Meitzoi Shabbos, he has an eitzim, then you don't rely on any nemonis. The time of the rabbonim. Loi mishum oinik Shabbos kedepirish bekontres. Not the way Rashi says of oinik Shabbos. The mishum oinik Shabbos loi sherina loi lecho demai. That means you have to be shaykel the inyonim. It's a good oinik Shabbos, but it's demai over here, so we would never be matter. Achilas demai, I mean, the Amoret says that he was mafresh. I mean, every Amoret says he's mafresh. But that was the whole takana of demai, that we don't rely on Amoret. So because of Einik Shabbos, Shishev and Einik Shabbos, we will never be makel by demai. Ela mishum eime Shabbos. Kedemash mebir shalmi. Als eime Shabbos. The Kamul or Rab Shimon Shizuri la Rabbonon Kishem She'ema Shabbos Alam Horetz Kach Eimas Trume Alam Horetz. This is a Yerushalmi. Just like we can believe in Am Horetz because of Eima Shabbos, if there's no Eitzel L'Sakein, so we can believe in Am Horetz Ba'alz Eimas Trume. Now, before we'll see what Taisva says, the Rambam learns Pshat, what's Pshat in the Yerushalmi, Eime Shabbos. We believe in Amoretz, als Eime Shabbos, that Amoretz will not say a sheker in Shabbos. That means, the Chaymer of Shabbos, during the week, Memela, but Shabbos is, he wouldn't say a sheker. That's how the Rambam says Pshat. Taisvis does not learn like that. Taisvis learns what's the Eima Shabbos. The Eima Shabbos is, he will not say that it's Mu'usar if it's Eini Mu'usar, Mishum de Shabbos Kaivas Lemaisa. Now what does this mean? So, the Maram Shiv says, that is Pshat, it's very unclear what Taisvus is saying, that Eime Shabbos, because Shabbos is Kaivas Lemaisa. So the Mamshiv says as follows. Vuhu, the Bechel Sova, what is the Amoretz hold? The Leke Kolkach Issa V'loi Chamire. He holds that Bechel is not such a big avera to eat tevil. The kulalma oichlon achilas arai. Everyone eats achilas arai. So mamel, you eat an achilas arai during the week. So vaystachayis, it's not achilas arai. A little bit chaza no one eats during the week. In tevil, in achilas arai, they do eat. Okay, you have to be a lamdans before gemal maloches, it's only yosad rabbonah. In achilas arai, they were mat. But al kaponim, he gets the message that an achilas arai of tevil you eat during the week. Avol b'Shabbos, sova dechemira yisur etvei, milechol tevil b'Shabbos, mi b'shar yomim. Now the din is achilas arai, we will not eat Shabbos. Now, the reason is because Shabbos is kevas lamaisa. Now what's the lam, the Shabbos kevas lamaisa? That every achilas is achshivis of achilas kva. That's the lam this. The Amoretz, he's fought an Amoretz, he doesn't look at it, he just knows, during the week you eat Tevel Arei. Shabbos, you don't eat Tevel Arei. So why is this? Because the Issa Tevel is a Shabbos Niki Issa. Shabbos, not allowed to eat Tevel, during the week you're allowed to eat Tevel. He sees, Achilles Arei, even the fine even eat Achilles Arei during the week, they don't eat it Shabbos. So why is this? The Iker Issa of Tevel is on Shabbos. So my mail, this Issa Tevel on Shabbos, so... So he's scared. Tevel, he's scared of. During the week, he sees they do eat tevel. I said, after Achilles Kvadi, don't about Kaponim, you do eat tevel. Some of the whole thing is a chumra, frumkeit. He's not so frum. Aber b'Shabbos sove de chmiri isur et fei milecho tevel b'Shabbos shayomim. Voi me'emes. Mikomokim lo yisamchinen al kach lechol mizeh pachur minei shev shilasakim. Hey, that's the tziruf. The tziruf is that that he really thinks that tevel is more also Shabbos than during the week, from what he sees. So Memele, if you'll ask him Shabbos, is it tevel? Yes or no? And he tells you it's not tevel. He's talking there's a good mockim to assume that he's talking telling the truth. He brings down the Rambam. The Rambam pirsh Mishnah pirsh Amos Yoy leShake biYoyim Kodesh keShabbos Tvei. That an Amos won't say a shek. I'll call on him, but Taisvis learns pshat that Amos Trume al Amoritz. So Shimon Shazuri said keShem sheEma Shabbos al Amoritz. Kach emes truma al amoritz. Perish. Amoritz oir lishake b'shabes b'dover sheni m'usa. Mishim de shabes kevas l'maisa. So memele so he sees there's a choymer of tevel in shabes. So v'rab shimen de chamoy kein emes truma olov. Nafilo during the week. Nei deinu yori me yisa tevel, yori hu me yisa truma.
That means like this. The Amoret sees during the week that the finer Yidden eat tevel during the week. Achilles Arai. Achilles Kva, they don't eat. Well, Kaponim, it's so, if you eat Chazar Azoi, so Vaisis is not Gefelach. So Iser Tevel is not a Gefelach Iser during the week. So Memele, so he's Mekel. So he's not Mafresh Maisres, he's Mekel. That is during the week. Trume, he never saw anyone eat trume. That's for sure. There was trume. So memele, so tevel is green, trume is chomo. So memele, so Rab Shimon Shazuri tainid, that just like, because of Eima Shabbos, that means in Shabbos is an aim of this or tevel. So you believe him. If you don't even eat, so what to do? So by Trume, he also has an aim of the Issa Trume, so he also should believe him with Mokim Said, we don't even know what to do. Then, hey, then Yorim Issa Tevel, Yorim Issa Trume, Kshetorim V'chozrolim Kaime. Rabbonu Pligilei, Boho Afo Gav Deles Lei Takante, but Rabbonu Nachilek by Trumes Meiser Shenisarva. Agabuche, Rabbi Kevege asks, he says, we have a Shaila Shabbos, Rabbi Kevegias Koshali, Amay Nismech Alzeh, Lahatera Achila. Why do we matter the allowed to eat the Mai in Shabbos? We're saying on the Amoretz. The Yesh Chash Tevel the Bemisa. Yeah, there's a chash tevel, but we're saying with chesbainis, not lahafrish b'shabbos. Let's tell them to be mafrish in Shabbos. The havi rak shvus, the whole iser of afroshe in Shabbos is a shvus. V'lismoich al horoif, will rely on roif, v'al shaylose shekvahu mesuk. So memele, instead of, why do we take such a gamble? That means we ask the Amoretz and then we eat. Let's ask the Amoretz. He'll say he was mafresh meisa. So memele lefi divrei Amoretz. If I'll be mafresh meisa now, nothing. There's no shot. I'm not. It's chulin already. If he's telling me a lie, so I'll say that nisur shvus. Like this, I ask him, I rely on him, and I eat it. And could be there's an isa tevel deraisa chiyem misa b'day shemayim. So the Kevega asks, why did they say you're relying on Ma'oretz and you eat it, relying on Ma'oretz and be mafresh? And I'll rely that there's no Issa Misakin. That means if they'll say such a heter, so people will come to say mafrish and my b'shabbes. Aber ma sha'ichel akhshashtim u'dekom rabbonu b'milse v'yodu shezehu ma'usa. That means that here you zicha know that the Chazal zicha didn't know in this case, so al kapani won't come l'day kilkul like this. If you'll be mafrish, so people will say, so the will come out that you're allowed to be mafrish. That's what will come out. You're allowed to be mafrish to mayin Shabbos. So that's why they didn't say this eitzah. Let us go further. So we said till now, we hear again. We hear in the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said that when a person writes a Tosfos, b'shas erusin, we do not say he has intentions to give it to her if he dies, b'shas erusin. We say that the purpose of the Tosfos was that he'll give it to her after nesuin, and that's an umdene. I assume most people, when they mechayev themselves at Teisves, they're doing it out the chibes biya of the nisuin. So that's called Abelazar ben Azariah was also ozel basa umdenit. Now we have here a machloikas hameroim, Rab Nosson, we passed on to Abelazar ben Azariah. So the Gemara wanted to say, one of them passed on to Abelazar ben Azariah. Gemara said Rav Nosson is the one that passed on to Abelazar ben Azariah, because Rav Nosson passed on like Rav Shimon Shizuri, that said that a mesukin that said kisvu get leishti, the halacha is that you give her the get. Also al tzumdene. So we see Rav Nosson is ozel basarumdene. So Mustama Rav Nosson is the one that's passed on to Abelazar ben Azariah. Frek the Gemara v'Rav loy ozel basarumdene. Rav doesn't go basarumdene. Vaitma, we learned matna shchiv mera shekosav boy kinyan. A matna shchiv mera, and it was written in the shtar v'kanina minei, like we write in our shtar ksubis. So in the shtar it's written that they had made a kinyan chalipin. Bevei rav mishmei de rav omri al kevei atrei rikshi. We'll see in Rashi more bariches that this is Bemis and Stiridik. Matna Shrimera and Kinyan are like fire and water. The two different musogim. So Rav says, Alkevei Atrei Rikshe, that he wanted to give the Mekabu Matona two koiches. He was Malkev him. Rikshe is a behemoth that runs very fast. So he gave him, he was Malkiv, the Mekabu Matona Atrei Rikshi. That means he has 1 mile of Matnas Shimra, 1 mile of Matnas Bori. And it's not Stiridik, these two things. Ushmul Oma lo yedana meidim boy. I don't know what the loch is. I don't know if you can give him anything. Bebei Rav Mishmei de Rav Omri Arkevi Atrei Rikshi Yarei Kematnas Bori Yarei Kematnas Shimra. That it has the milus of a matnas bori and has the milus of a matnas shrimra. Reike matnas bori, di momed eni yochel arzeboi. Reike matnas shrimra, shimom avosi leploini, avosi leploini. Ushmulom ala yedane meidem boi, shem ala gom ala knoise ala bishtar, vein shtar la achemise. So Al Kaponim, before we see Rashi, the Gemara's Kasha is, that what Rav said, Matna Shchimra, Shekosu Beikinyin,
is Arkevei Atrei Rikshi, that is because we go Bosarum Dene. If we wouldn't go Bosarum Dene, we would say like Shmuel. Now let us see, Rashi, exactly what this case is speaking about. Matna Shchiv Mara, Sukt Rashi Azai, Eino Tzrichen Kinyin. Even though all the time when a person wants to give away something of his to someone else, you need a maise kinyan. A shchiv mera, a person who's on his deathbed, ain't a tzricha kinyan. Shetiknu chachomim dezatakonis chachomim shedvorov, whatever he says, kirsuvim uchemesurim. That whatever he says, it's just like it was written in Nashtar, it was given over. Even though it wasn't written in Nashtar, it wasn't given over. He just said it. Because if, when he wants to give away his nechosim, if he'll have to go through the formalities of making a maisa kinyan or writing a shtar, he can get very, very upset that you have to find the eidim and a sefer and thus, so memele. So they made a takona. Divrei shchiv mera kirsuv mesurim. You don't need a maise kinyan. With takona the rabbonon, whatever you say, ki omar vayei. He says, and that's what it becomes. Ve'im kosav bo kinyan. Now, kosav bo kinyan, that says you made a maise kinyan. So it would seem from this that he does not want Yenna to be koin al takonas chachomim. He wants to. Yes, but I'm going to make a geherge kinyan. That's what we would say. And we'll see that makes a lot of problems. But Rav said, ve'im kosov bo kinyan omar Rav arkevei atrei rikshi. K'may reichvei ho rechesh. They ride on rechesh, as the Metzuda says in Miche, this is a animal that goes very quickly. Kleima, nosan bo shtei keiches. He put into this shtar matone two powers. Al yedei shekosev bo kedekotzer veromi ba'arse. He wrote a hagdom in the shtar that this was written when he was sick and he was lying in bed. So we're not telling this tamazoi to relate how he was feeling. This is not negate. He's writing this in the shtar. V'chol loshen shchiv mera. This is the nusach that you write by a shtar shchiv mera. Is nosam b'koyach shchiv mera. So he wants that it should have. Chazal gave a koyach ta shchiv mera. You don't need a maise kinyan to be koine. So if he wrote this, that this matone was given when he was a shchiv mera, so take as a koich of a matna shchimera. Vayidei kinyin shekosav bo. Now it's also written that he made a kinyin. She'enoi noyig ela b'bori. A bori has to make a maise kinyin lechinyin chalipin. Is nosam bo koich bori. So it has this matone, has the milus of a matna shchimera, has the milus of a matna's bori. Now what does that mean? Vashta meforeshlo. Koyach matnes bori shim omad michol yoy eine choyzer mimatonose mashenken beshrivmera. That means a matnes shrivmera has a maile and a chasor. The maile of a matnes shrivmera is this person is giving because he thinks he's about to die. So we can't be makpid that he should have to make a maise kinyan. So he made a takone that whatever he says, it's chal. Number one. Number two, but since we assume that the whole reason the person gave away his nechosim was because he was under the assumption he's going to die, so what happens if he gets healthy already? So I say the whole matana was betoys. He said the whole matona was only given under the assumption that he's going to die. So that's why, and he felt like that also. So that's why, you know, the maise kinyan, shem yitrov daite. But if lamaise he gets well,
So we say it's chayzer. It could be chayzer because he could say the whole matana was only given for the purpose. He didn't want to leave himself penniless. So memele. So if it's imomat chayzer. So therefore, that's with kinyan shivmera. But therefore he made a kinyan chalipin. V'hashtem aforeshlo koyach matnis bari. Shim Omad Michalyev will get healthy, ain't a choise mimata nosai. Masha ain't came b'shrivmara. A shrivmara doesn't have this. By a matna shrivmara, if it's im Omad, is choise. So that was the purpose of the Kinyan Chalipin. Varehi ke matna shrivmara, shame be matna's bori. So Mamanashek, if he wants to make a matna's bori, that shows that this maton is lachalutin, he'll never be able to change his mind, whatever will happen. So why did he make a matna shchivmera? V'reihi ke matna shchivmera, she'im b'matnas bori, afilo b'kinyin. He wants that the mekabel matone should be kind of certain articles, that with a kinyan you can't be koine, but only the matna shchimre you could be koine. She'im kosa b'matonezu. That means what this shchimre is dividing up all what he possesses. They should go to this one, they should go to this one. And in when he's dividing up all his nechosim, he says, halva'osi shehuvesi leplaini. I lent this person a certain amount of money. Nisuni leplaini ze. Is the din is alvosi leplaini, so that could belongs to him. Ve'ilu gabi bori, if he would have given a matnas bori, mishum kinyin loikoni be. So the kinyin chalipin would not help. Shein matbei nikne bechalipin. We'll see in Taisvus is chelik Rashi, but Rashi says you cannot be makne a chayiv through kinya chalipin because ein matbei nikne bechalipin. Elagav karke, kedem ridim bazor. Veze kone imeis loy machmas kinya la machmas divrei shchimra. So Rashi says that Rav had said this person made a shtar that it says in the shtar it should have the koiches of a matna shchimra, and it should have the koiches of a matna's bori. That means that the mekabel matone has all koiches. Im omad ein echayzer, because he wants whatever could be nikna with chalipin should be nikna bechalipin. And if the kinyan is too chalipin, so it's im omad ein echayzer. After by a kinyan of matna shchimra, as divrei shchimra, we say im omad chayzer. But there are certain articles that cannot be nikne with a kinyan chalipin, such as a chayv. A chayv, you can't be matna chayv with chalipin, so Rashi says, because matbeya ain't a nikne b'chalipin. So therefore, we say he had written the shtar that he's a shchimra, to enable that the chayv that he's giving away should be able to be nikna to the one he wants to give it to. Now, that chayv will only be nikna if he dies. If he doesn't die, so memele won't be nikna. There'll be zicha be din on the chayv of omat chayza. Because by matna shchimra, the loch is im omat chayza. But al koponim, he has an oif and how to be matna the chayv through matna shchimra. And with a kinyan chalipin, it can't be matna d'choy. So that's what Rav said. Arkevei atrei richshei, that this shtar was written to give the mekabel matone a koyach of a matnas bori im omad ein echayza and a koyach of a matnas shchimra that al bosei leploini he'll be koyne al divrei shchimra. That is what Rav said. Shmuel said, Shema loigomar beliboy laknoisei ela b'shtar. Shema lohochi kosov b'kinyin. Why did he write a kinyin? Loigoma leknoise matanozuye de divrei shchivmera. Shem kirsuvim imsum. That means the chachomim made a takone. He's a shimra atake. And Chomer atakone that by a shimra you don't need a maisa kinyan. But could be he doesn't want to give it away. It's a psatofis loshen achay. He started off with a he's a shimra, but then he's telling me he doesn't want that the kinyan should work. Als matna shimra, which is only a darabon the kinyan, he wants to be maknim. Eli veksive vekinyan kebori. The stam kinyan luksive oimet. So memele, so what did he do now? By doing this, so nothing helps. Ushta shimra ene koine michayim. Sherei in dat elite in kluma lachamis. So he says like this. A shimra, al shimra doesn't want to make himself penniless now. He wants that it should be chal lachamis. And every divrei shimra is tak a chal lachamis. But this person wanted that the divrei shimra should be nikne with a kinyan. So he wanted it should be nikne la'achamisa with a kinyan. That's what he's doing over here. So therefore, elai deksiv a kinyan kebo, the stam kinyan sivoimit. Ushta shchim reine koine mechaim shchedat litn klum la'achamisa, so memele, so he's not koine. He wants to make a kinyan like a shchimra makes, that means a kinyan la'achamisa, but he wants it to be done not through divrei shimra, not through kinyan and shtar. You can't make a kinyan and shtar la'achamisa. Va'afilu le'rab Yosi da'omar zmane shor shtar mechiyach olov. Afilu according to Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi says if a person says, he gives a kalke. He gives a karka. Let's see the other way around. He says he's giving the lachem misa. He's giving the peiros of the karka to his son, and mechayim is meshaya the peiros. So we say, but the gufa karka he means should be chal mehayim, even though he doesn't say mehayim because we say zmanei shel shtar mechiyach cholov. That since he wrote a date in the shtar, so we say the date is coming to tell us that the kinyan aguf of the karka should be meyachsha. So a date is telling us when he wants the kinyan aguf to be chal. So Rashi says, no, according to Rabbi Yosi, why does Shmuel say that nothing is chal? Is vafil Rabbi Yosi domos mani shoshta mechiyachol hanimili bebori akoysev nechosev livnoi lacha moisei. Akoysev nechosev noi lacha moisei dedatoi laknuye gufa kak meyime peres lacha mise. So that pshat koysev nechosev noi lacha moisei means that it should be guf mehayoyime peres lacha mise. So this man is enough to be megalotos, that it means guf mehayoyim. That's what he wrote Zman. Avozeh ein dat elitin b'chayov klum. But a shchiv mera doesn't want to give anything away as yet. So this Zman doesn't mean anything. Because even the mayis, su leimotzi laknu yemidi, do lesa delikni nele. He's not here anymore to be makne. Bekitzer. Vishaminen mies the rav bosa umdena ozu, shoy me daite shozedela alkeveyatre rikshayovat, afal pi shaloi pirish, even though he wasn't the forish pedye, mapik rav mamoine behochi. So that means rav is saimach on the umdena. He says, imomad, because of this umdina, that was the purpose of the kinyan chalipin. He says, halvosoi leploini is chal, because of the matna shchimra. So these are svoris in oimed adas. That means we have here a shtar which would seem loy reisha seife, that the seife is a chazor on the reisha. That's what it would seem. He decided to be makta with a kinyan, ben kinyan lachamisa. That's the pashtis, how the shtar should be read. But Rav said, and umdene was mapik the shtar mi pashte, and he said that the purpose of the kinyan is a mamad in a chayzer. And the purpose of the about the shrimer is that he can make habosil a plaini. So Bekitza, the Gemara is asking, how do you know that it is Rav Nosson that paskin like Rav Shimon, that Rav Nosson that paskin like Rav Elozer ben Azariah? Because we see Rav Nosson holds of umdenei paskin like Rav Shimon Shizuri. It could very well be that it's Rav that paskin like Rav Elozer ben Azariah. Because Rav also goes Bosa Umdene. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ella Tavai Ozli Bosa Umdene. You're right. Mando Mahaloche. So whichever one that said Aloche Kabaloza Ben Zai, it's very good because he goes Bosa Umdene. Mando Mahin Aloche. Ochanami Umden Datayu Mishumikruvi Daitayu. Bokribile Daitayu. Taka is an Oimedadas. That he's giving, he's not giving because stam the toisvus, he's giving because of a kirev das. So the kirev das of Edison is also a kirev das. He also feels obligated to her, indebted to her. So memele, so therefore, that's why he says, ein aloche krabalosa ben azayit.